planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the records, hey, your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you're this, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you're fake news, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you botch up, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10 and a half. Come on. Zulu tip. So what can you do in the times which exist? You can't fake moves on your brother or your sis. But if your sis is a brother is a jerk, leave them both alone and continue with your work. Whatever it may be in today's society, everything is fair, at least that's how it seems to me. You must be honest and true to the next. Don't be phony and expect one not to flex. Especially if you rhyme, you have to live by the pen. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend. All it is the code of the streets. So listen to the knowledge being dropped over beats. That a funky, it could get you hooked like a crackhead junkie. What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere. The abstract poet, prominent like Shakespeare.
Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest from the record The Low End Theory here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. If you like that, if you're intrigued, come on by the station this afternoon at 2 o'clock from 2 to 5, where we will be having our record club listening party, hanging out, listening to jazz hip-hop, talking about jazz hip-hop, hanging out. I believe there might be snacks. I don't know. I don't want to make any promises I can't keep, but usually there's some form of enticement to come join us, beyond just the company and the music, of course, which is great and fun and free. So come on by our station here in the sub, the Student Union Building on the basement floor, room 1420 at SFU's Burnaby campus. We're across Combo Mall from the library. We're between the theater and the academic quadrangle. You'll find us if you want. You can also go to cjsf.ca. I think there's directions on how to get there to us from there. Maybe not, though. Just come to the sub. That's the easiest way. I know SFU's website has a map, an interactive map that you can find us, but we're on the bottom floor of the sub. You'll find us. Just listen for the hip-hop. That'll be us. Anyway, we're going to get some actual talk going here. I'm going to play an episode of Something Else by Cooley Ross. I played a few episodes in this space, a few episodes over the course of Indigenous History Month, a really cool sort of Indigenous futurist storytelling podcast that was sent my way, and very happy to share it. You can find more information at CFUV's website, and you can follow Cooley Ross at the RAP on Instagram and various places. Anyway, all that information will be contained within the audio you're about to hear. This is the episode called The WS Complex.
You're listening to Something Else, an original podcast story created by me, Cooley.
Audio adventure in Indigenous futurism.
This is episode one, The WS Complex.
Ayana's eyes open, as they do every morning, as she's surrounded by the sounds of nature and soft light. The morning prayer begins to speak.
It's time to greet the day, grandchild, ever unfolding flower. You carry the medicine of the moose and the power to evolve. You honor your grandmother's legacy and continue to seek justice in this world. She is proud of you. We are watching over you. Eternal bloom, Ayana.
Every time she hears this, she feels so at peace and so at home. She collects herself in a seat on the warm earthen floor, like she does every morning, and picks up her sage. Sage, for symbiont autonomic genetic examination, is just one of the many wonders of this place. It will analyze her health, as it does every day, to customize her herbs and medicine. Ayana brushes the smoke over her eyes, her chest, and her body. The smoke fills her lungs.
How old?
Who's your favorite robot?
You are. And you're my friend.
Ayana says as she pats Howl on the head.
Can you please add some of my grandma's hot sauce to the congee this morning? Please, Howl.
Howl scoots off. Howl, an AI whose job title is Roombot, just like all the technological advancements in this place, was designed by the brightest Indigenous programmers of our time. Her home of the past 5 years, a condo in the WS complex, was the heart of innovation. A place where scientific technology met with Indigenous technologies, reimagining the best of both worlds. If she had to pick her most favorite thing about her home, it would be the companionship she has found in Howl. Ayana steps to face Insight. Insight is a smart mirror with a library of tasks and knowledge, fully equipped with health and wellness programs from across the world. The mirror does a quick laser scan of her body, and Howl reappears to precisely place 4 thin needles in the highlighted points.
Ooh, I hardly even felt those ones. The thought of needles make me queebly. Breakfast. Smells like Dad. I miss him. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I've seen him. I've been so busy with school.
Ayana's tummy's growling.
How? Is it time to eat yet? Can I take these needles out?
An alarm sounds.
Oh, I have to get going.
Ayana quickly pulls up the needles and disposes of them. She rushes to her wardrobe and throws on whatever Insight had chosen for the day.
Oh, I love this song. It reminds me of dancing with Mom. I'll get to see them around the holidays. I can't wait.
Hal brings a nice hot bowl of congee into the room. It filled with the colors of the rainbow, and it smells so delicious.
I think it's my best yet, Princess.
No, you don't. You know I don't like that name, and it's Prince. Ayana Harpy Prince.
The smell of the food captures her attention, and before you know it, she's scarfing and wolfing the food down.
Remember to chew your food. God, say thank you to Howl.
Thank you, Howl. It's so good, says Ayana, smiling as she licks off her fingers. The window catches her attention. It's definitely raining outside. It rains a lot where she lives, but the rain never really seems to get Ayana down.
Looks kind of glum. But it'll be sunny by noon, I bet. Howl, the best cure for a rainy morning is always my dad's cup of joe.
She goes into her kitchenette, and she makes herself a coffee, just like her dad used to.
You're going to be late, Ayana.
She rushes out the door with her coffee in hand. And in the hallway, she almost bumps into Apache, the local neighborhood kid.
Hey, how's it going, little dude?
He doesn't hear or notice her. She jets down the escalator, which opens into the beautiful medicine garden. She makes sure to walk past the sweetgrass and takes a big sniff.
Oh, my shoelace is untied again.
So she sits to tie her lace. And as soon as she does, the sweetgrass begins to speak.
Good morning. I am the hair of our Mother Earth. Each strand connected both to this and the spiritual plane.
Finished. She interrupts the recording. Everything about this community is interactive, down to each blade of sweetgrass. Local elders and knowledge keepers worked with the programmers to ensure that their rich traditions live on. The garden is rife with story, including how the church reparations came to be.
I don't know why my grandparents are skeptical of this place. It's amazing. I've never felt alone here, not even once. It's beautiful here, and even the plants talk to you, just like in Kokum's old stories. I think it's the right step, in the right direction.
After the Benediction Act of 2037, passed into law due to a combination of public pressure, indigenous class actions, and the passing of the 2035 Papal Bull, Bellum Scelestis, all church-owned land or property was to be given back to indigenous peoples as reparation. Her home, the WS Complex, and the first of its kind in being fully developed by indigenous creators, used to be a church in downtown Tacarano. Today, all former church property in the country was home to and a thriving epicenter of urban indigenous excellence.
3 minutes. I've got this.
A.M. just in time. She arrives at school, her home away from home, the Coates Polytechnic Institute. It is a bustling buzz, the hive of student life, located in the historic Kensington Market. At the top of her class, Ayana will complete her master's in microbiologic technologies by the year's end. She weaves her way through the crowd, careful not to spill, and arrives at her lab, coffee in hand.
Ooh, hot, hot. That isn't good for you, you know. You're late.
That's Rebecca, a senior student, her supervisor, and a real stickler for time. She doesn't really like Ayana, but Ayana doesn't mind.
Thank you, Rebecca.
She inhales the coffee deeply, and as she does, she is filled with memories of her dad. The lab is sterile white, full of beakers, Erlenmeyer flasks, and sharp corners. But unlike other biology labs, this lab develops mycosymbiotic technologies. And with brilliant minds like Ayana's leading the way, it too is a leader in its field. Global warming has had a devastating effect on the world's trees. With most forests now only a pile of ash, the team has been busy for months developing a micrograft meant to fireproof trees. And it looks like the test is just about to start.
It's time to start, everybody. Gather around. You need your coat and eyewear, Ayana.
Ayana smiles, quickly throwing them on as she jostles up next to her pal Frank. Frank's another Indigenous student. He's a bit older than Ayana, and next to Hal is her closest friend. He's always teasing Ayana and making her laugh.
On Indian time.
Rebecca shushes them. The first test is the control with a fire retardant GMO sapling. One of the students lights a flame placed at the sapling's trunk. And after several moments exposure to the flame, the whole tree ignites. Seeing the tree ablaze stirs up feelings for Ayana. Her elders always taught her that trees are our relatives.
Frank, can you begin the second test?
Frank and the team have been engineering this all season. This sapling has been grafted with a mycelium symbiote to protect itself from fire. Frank is nervous. He takes a big breath and lights a flame placed at the trunk of the sapling. To their astonishment, the sapling immediately begins to transform as its branches and leaves appear to retract into the trunk of the tree and are quickly replaced by a hard, almost plastic-appearing shell. The flame continues to burn until it burns out completely. The sapling is left standing, safe, and fire-free.
Good job, everyone. That was sweet. My treat this time.
Ooh, can I have a sweetgrass iced tea, please?
Can I get 2 teas and a half dozen fry bread?
Order up.
The waitress places a fresh basket of fry bread on the counter. They're at their favorite cafe. It's been around forever. They love to come here together on their lunch breaks.
Are you sure you don't want one?
He offers her a piece of fry bread.
My cousin says that glyphosate allergies can be cured, you know. He says they just gotta engineer a pest-repelling Indian. But they won't, because then the whites would all buzz off too then.
They both laugh real hard. After lunch, they go back to work and finish their day. When 5 o'clock rolls around, Ayana flies back down Hoskin, zips back up to her floor, and walks into her condo. The aroma of clary sage, bergamot, and vanilla tobacco fill her lungs, instantly welcoming and comforting her. She loves her home. She just feels the day sliding off of her. Being here feels so safe. She feels so cared for. She can smell Hal finishing supper.
Thank you, Howl. Green beans and mapo tofu are my favorite.
She says as she sips her hot tea.
I'm really sleepy and really full. It's time for bed.
Bedtime is a ritual Ayana treasures. The earthen floor is always warm and soft and cozy. The floor itself is grounded deep into the earth, so that every night, nature's electrons soothe, heal, and repair. She curls up with her fuzzy blanket. The smell of lavender enters the room, and soft, venereal beats surround her. A projection of the desert sun illuminates her room as her eyes begin to close.
It's time to greet the day.
Good morning.
Ever unfolding flower.
The prayer gently fades away. Today is the day. Ayana springs up and declares,
"How? I'm determined not to be late this morning."
Insight has already chosen several outfit options for her this morning. Ayana unlatches a wall and slides it down the room. It is filled with her clothing. She begins searching for the items. A dark forest green shirt and a tweed pencil skirt.
Aha, found them. Record time.
She starts to dress, but decides on a skater skirt instead.
This one.
She finishes the whole look off with a braid and kisses Hal on the head and hurries along. She's going to be on time today. She rushes down the escalator and into the courtyard. This time, Apache's doing some tricks on his airboard.
Nice. Oh, I gotta go. I think I'm gonna make it this time.
Bye. Just as she grabs her bike, the courtyard auntie saunters over for a chat.
Ooh, I love your hair in a braid. You should wear it like that more often.
Thanks.
You know, my mom used to dress like that, you know. These styles always come back around, you know. Did you hear the news? They found another one just yesterday. A tech down in those old tunnels found it. Over out by the old fort, past the bay. You're studying something like that, eh?
Yeah.
My nephew's wife's uncle found one too, years back now. I heard there's nothing like it. I had an early night. This is the first time hearing about it. Yeah, I study biology, Auntie, but this is out of our world, I think. It hasn't been identified in origin yet, even after all this time. Wild, hey?
But Trish doesn't hear her. She's distracted. There's a new neighbor just moved in.
Hi.
And she's already making her way towards her.
Yes, yes. Have a good day, my girl.
Ayana jumps on her bike. She's whizzing along, so proud of herself for making it on time. The second alarm sounds. 8:55 a.m. She arrives 5 minutes early to Frank's big smile at the door.
Holy, you must have said a prayer to the ancestors last night. Early even.
Just before they walk into the building to go inside, Rebecca stops them at the door.
Oh, now what? I'm early. We'll be taking the shuttle bus on field exercise today. It'll be here in 5 minutes.
Oh, where are we going?
There's been another event. Down an old waterway tunnel.
Trish told me the great unfolding was happening here this morning.
Has there even been one in a city this big before?
The Great Unfolding, an unexplained supernatural phenomenon, with localized events, or blooms, appearing all around the world. Till now, to Ayana, its existence had only been an urban legend, one she's heard stories about since she was a child. In truth, kind of scares her a little. And so to distract herself, she decides to tease Frank.
I hear people disappear in it. Nice try, youngin. I can't believe we get to see one. They say it's a color you can't even describe.
The Great Unfolding is surrounded in mystery. People have been studying them for years, and they still don't really know anything about them. All they really know is the first one appeared in 2035, almost 20 years ago now. And its biological markers appeared to be out of this world.
I heard it looks like a space flower. Oh, I can't believe they're sending a bunch of students. Why are my palms sweating? This is everything I've wanted since I was a little girl. Am I nervous? Why am I nervous? All I really know is the stories that elders share in secret. And those stories make me uncomfortable. They say it's a gift from the Creator for our people. Oof, I can feel my neck hair standing on edge.
The whole team is sitting on the sky bus together. Frank and Ayana sit together in nervous silence as their classmates discuss their own theories.
The Great Unfolding. Sweet. I hope we can harvest something to study for the lab. I wonder if it's fire retardant.
Fire? It's pretty much a light wave. That's what I read. So it can't catch fire?
The bus ride was quick, and it's over just like that. They get off, and they're down at the site. It's all cordoned off from the public. There's tape, gates, and all kinds of people in full hazmat suits, which, of course, the students have to get into as well, over at their student tent.
Hurry up. Over here, everyone. Suit up.
The expedition into the tunnels began before Ayana had her gloves on. She rushes to catch up, just in time for the lead instructor to say,
"Grab some samples and chart your readings,"
before skirting off deep into the tunnels.
Not even a good luck or be safe. Here we go, I guess.
They follow each other into the dark, murky tunnels, the eerie sounds of the city humming overhead, echoes of water running and dripping. It's very dark. Ayana can hardly see Frank in front of her. She can hardly make out anything at all. And suddenly, a warm, bright light appears. The light is pulsing and growing. Ayana feels drawn towards it. Suddenly she can smell sweetgrass and coffee. She puts her hand out to feel the wall. It feels like dew inside her glove.
That's strange. Nothing should be getting inside.
Come on, Ayana. Catch up.
Frank calls to her as he disappears inside the wall. She takes a deep breath, and she walks into the Great Unfolding for her first time.
Original Universe creation, composition, and production by Coley Ross. Original theme and score by Real 8. These podcasts in the Something Else universe were brought to you by CFUV. Support Indigenous Arts. I can be contacted via Instagram at the_r.a.p_. Director's note.